good morning.
Good morning, okay, at 7:06. Happy Tuesday, Justin and Bill. Mamie has gone to Europe. That's where France is, right? Europe? It's part of Europe. It's part of the EU. They're accepted over there.
Yep.
She's Swiftie bound. She's going to see the Taylor Swift concert in France. And so she left Bill and I to our own.
Couldn't be happier for
devices. Yeah, it's going to be, I'm sure it's going to be a phenomenal trip. She's going to have a great time. You also tomorrow leave, and then it'll be just one. You're going to Cabo San Lucas.
Never been.
Is it Cabo San Lucas? Isn't that what it is? Cabo San Lucas. We could just call it
as
Cabo.
As they say in Cabo, correcto.
Correctamundo.
That's it.
Big wedding day for you?
Not my wedding.
Well, to a wedding.
Yes, going to a wedding.
Being a part of a wedding?
Destination wedding.
Wow.
What it sounds like.
Is that becoming more popular?
I think so. I think it's something you do so certain members of your family can't come.
Cannot attend.
Right.
That's the whole goal.
Right.
Planning.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. That's why I would do it.
I mean, you're saying you're kidding, but it's a genuine, probably.
I think people probably do that, yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's the deal for the rest of the week.
You ever been to Cabo?
I've never been to Cabo. I've been to Mexico, never been to Cabo.
Okay.
That's the other side of Mexico, right?
Correct.
Like the West Coast side?
Yes.
Like their West Coast?
Bar Mexico, yes. Bar. Same as ours.
Is it? Is no, it?
It's on the same side, at least.
Have you done any, is it mountainous? Is it beach-like?
Should be resort-like.
Okay.
That's what I'm expecting.
All-inclusive.
Yeah.
Little umbrellas.
Yes. Now, Grace has been to a resort like this where it's all-inclusive.
In Cabo?
I'm not sure. I don't think in Cabo.
Okay.
But she hypes it up.
It's a big deal.
I should be able to eat whenever I want.
Facts.
I should be able to enjoy a beverage whenever I want.
Facts.
And I'm looking forward to that. Sounds like it's my speed.
You know what's really cool about that sounding of a trip and the fact that you'll be in Mexico? Sounds just like America. You can eat whenever you want. You can drink whenever you want.
Yeah, that place sounds lovely down there. They got something going on.
Maybe it's not as bad as the media makes it out to be. Maybe
I'll let y'all know.
Yeah, thank you. So what we're going to do here, instead of me just trying to pilot this whole thing, we're going to run Best Of. And okay. We're also going to run the 2024 Small Business Event. If you missed that last week, a great 3-hour special. Once a year, the event happens. We'll chop it up.
We'll do a little part one, part two.
And by we, I absolutely mean Bill 100% correct. Before he hops on a plane to Cabo San Lucas. And we'll play that for the next 3 mornings. So tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, you're going to get a little Best Of Good Morning Elkan. Some of our finer moments?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the small business event from last week, which featured some great speakers. Senator Jeff Tart, Representative John Bradford. We had Joel Olson of O2 Group Ventures. Also, Sunraised Farms here locally. And John Resnick. I don't know who you're going to put in it from the event. There was like 6 or 7 different people you could choose from. Tracy right. Alston.
Love Tracy.
Elizabeth Colon. I mean, you've got options. So whoever Bill chooses, that's who you're going to listen to for the next 3 mornings. So I'll be twiddling my thumbs. No. I'm not going to be twiddling my thumbs. I am going to be possibly sitting around waiting on Superman. That's possibly going to happen. DC, Marvel. This is how we always kick it off when Mamie's not here. I feel like it's with superhero references. Back to our regular scheduled programming here. Pre-mames. DC announcing Superman. And this is the tweet. This is as simple as it gets. Get ready. # Superman. 7.11.25. Which I think that translates to July 11th, 2025. That's my guess.
Broke down the super code?
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
That's all part of it. It's a decoder ring I got out of my cereal box.
So a new movie.
Movie or show?
Movie, I would hope.
Is this the same guy who played?
That Henry?
Is that Henry? Doesn't really look like Henry.
Kind of doesn't, does it?
If I zoom in on his nosticles, I don't think that's Henry.
No. I liked Henry as Superman.
I'm not mad at Henry. This guy looks like Superman, the boof hair, but
yeah,
I think it's a different Superman.
Well, he's putting on his shoes, and there's something going on behind him.
Here's the thing about DC and Marvel, and really with comics, there's always some type of imagery and story within even the image here. I don't know what iteration this is as far as the comics go. There's no doubt, though, this is tied to a particular one. Bless you, Bill. You can't hear it. It's amazing technology. He muted his microphone before he sneezed. That was also impressive. This could be War on Infinite Earths. Now, that's the, which we have in the lobby here. We keep that in the lobby because it was really, or Crisis on Infinite Earths, excuse me. It was really a point in time when one universe got fed up with having 50 different other universes invade their space, so they did a complete reset. I don't know if that's what DC's thinking here or not. Anyway, Superman, glad to see DC striking back. Oh, yeah. It's a bird! No, it's a plane! No! It's the Man of Steel. Is Superman ever been to Britain?
I don't know. I don't know.
He should go.
Yeah, he can get there pretty quick.
I've heard great things.
Yeah.
I've actually never been. So Superman coming out July 11th, 2025. Is that too far in advance? That's over a year away. What's the beef? Why can't they do it like in August this year?
Yeah, I understand the hype around it.
A year, 14 months hype. You getting hyped for Superman over the next 14 months? What are you doing to prep?
Oh, well, I guess it can coincide with my Wegmans. Or is it Wegmans? Wegmans?
Oh, double drop? Go to Wegmans to pick up your snacks to illegally bring into a theater near you?
Not me, but you could, I guess.
I mean, somebody could.
Have you heard that there's a new Mufasa movie?
Just pure Mufasa?
Yeah.
Like before. It's so... It's
like
before,
how
it's Mufasa...
Pre? It's pre.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, speaking of movies, yeah. I was made aware of this a couple days ago. Pretty excited. I'll show you the trailer.
I'm going to have to see the trailer. Yeah. Pre-Mufasa? And is it...
Well, not pre. It is Mufasa,
well, I mean, it's Mufasa,
but pre-Mufasa
right. Pre-Mufasa
how we
dying.
Knew.
Yeah.
But, obviously, it's pre his death. Maybe his origin story, maybe? Yeah.
Everyone's got one.
Yeah.
That's the best part about it.
Yeah. Mm, it should be pretty exciting.
That's what makes superheroes cool, is all of them have an origin story. The unfortunate part, most of them involve a tragic death. Mm. Wonder who's Mufasa's tragic... Is it his father? Maybe it's more of his uncle or a brother. Maybe it's more of a sibling that
right.
inspired him for greatness.
You think Scar will be in it?
That's his brother.
Right.
You think that's probably how he got the scar.
Do you think he'll get jealous?
Yes, because it's how he got the scar. We're going to see how
he probably
got
the scar doing something nice for Mufasa. I bet he did.
No.
And Mufasa never thanked him. And Mufasa got all the credit. And he just got jealous for the rest of his days.
I'm pretty sure they revealed how the scar came about in the original 1996 version of Lion King.
How, Justin?
It was Scar wanted to challenge to the throne. That's what lions do. They fight.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean? They fight. Yeah. It's like what Emmy says to Noah when we get home. Noah, let's fight. And I have to say, no fighting your brother. And they still fight.
Well, who's king of the pride then? You tell us.
That's what I'm saying. That's the whole...
If you say Noah, I'm going to have to
see,
fight.
See, but I'm Mufasa in this
right.
house. That's what I declare.
That's what I'm talking about. Like that.
But I was going to say I don't want to fall into a stampede, but time... catches up with all of us?
I guess.
Except for Superman, who still looks exactly the same as he did when he first came out in 1962.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Looks Lois great. Also. I guess maybe more than Superman, we could expect that being a
who
Kryptonian.
Who is Lois? Is it going to be the same
They don't
girl?
Show her. Is it going to be a girl? DC didn't go that far, did they?
No, come on, man. Come on, man.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good Morning LKN. 7:18. Happy Tuesday. The slowest day of the week, but not necessarily the slowest on the streets. Let's find out. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Justin. There was an accident, 77 northbound between 38 and 39, but they've got that cleaned up. Traffic is getting heavier, 77 northbound and south, from to and from Statesville to Charlotte. In Mooresville right now, it is raining. So if you are out and about, leave yourself a little extra time and realize there are some wet roads. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues. So hope everybody has a great Tuesday.
Sounds like a pretty pretty okay start to the day. Glad the accident got cleared up. Jeff, we appreciate you. Today's Tuesday. ICAT's going to the VA in Salisbury. Jeff, have you ever driven that route to the VA?
I have. Yeah.
Pretty good? Pretty easy going?
Yeah, it is. You drive. Well, normally I'd pick somebody up in from Statesville and then Mooresville, and you would go by the zoo there on 150. I can't think of the name of that one, but it's kind of weird looking out and seeing some safari animals in Mooresville. But it's kind of a peaceful ride.
That's how people think when they come to the studio and they look inside the glass window here, Jeff. It's okay. All right. We appreciate you, Jeff. RideICATS.com. We'll talk to you at 8:15.
All right. Have a great morning.
You too, sir. RideICATS.com. A dollar to get picked up at your front door. Go to the VA. A dollar to get be brought back. So if you got to go to the VA, do it on Tuesday. Do it with ICATS. That's the way you get that done. There's some other things I got to get done around here, too. Probably some spring cleaning. There's a few things I think. Oh, here's one on the list.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day. You thought I forgot again today, didn't you? I didn't.
Never. Today's word of the day is on this beautiful Tuesday.
It is, well, yeah.
Beautiful,
it's all
Tuesday.
Right. It's a little rainy, but it's not bad.
It's Tuesday. I'm going to change.
Every day is beautiful.
By the end of the year, you're going to love Tuesdays.
I don't mind Tuesdays.
I know. And that's, even the way you say that, I don't like the way you're talking about my day. You're talking about my day all wrong.
I'm sorry. Right? I'm sorry.
Be calling it gloomy, little rainy. It's Tuesday. Two times Tuesday. Today, we got a great and a very special word for you today. Today's word of the day is extemporize. Extemporize.
Extemporize.
Extemporize.
It's a verb, so it's what you do, and what do? I conjugate. Extemporization.
That's it. For those following along at home, E-X-T-E-M-P-O-R-I-Z-E. Extemporize.
Okay, if I break this down, maybe there's a methodology to this. Extemporize.
Right.
To rise my temperature.
No.
Okay, can I have a sentence?
Yes. A good talk show host must be able to extemporize when interviews don't go as planned.
BS.
Yeah, kinda.
Make stuff up.
Kinda? Is there a nicer word for that?
Fake it till you make it.
When the scheduled speaker didn't arrive, Justin had to extemporize a speech on the spot, drawing from his knowledge and wit to keep the audience engaged.
Krusty.
No, but you are pretty spot on with
the first one.
Yes.
BS.
Yes.
To make up.
To make up, yes. Improv.
Oh, improv.
Yeah, to improv.
What's the first rule of improv?
Always agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you just saying that because it's improv or?
No, just for later on so you remember, depending on the bit that I bring up, then that way you got to just remember rule number one.
Right, so you got that one right. Extemporize.
Okay, extemporize.
The last word of the week.
That's a long word.
Yeah, had to leave you guys with something.
Extemporize. Extemporizing circumstances required creativity.
Yes. Sounds like it. You got
sure
it.
Sure did sound like it. Yeah, it did. Who would question it?
Right.
Have you ever grammar corrected somebody?
In my head?
Yeah, definitely in the head.
I'm just kidding.
Out loud, though? Don't kid about it. I grammar correct people. You know my big one I correct people on? Funnest. Funnest isn't a word. Is it funnest? No. Yeah, funnest.
Funner.
No, funner. No.
I think it's funner. I think it's and funnest. More fun.
Maybe funner.
Yeah.
Is funnest a word?
Yes, that was the funnest time I've ever had.
See, I don't
or
know.
Or would you say that was the most
fun? That was the most fun. Is it funner to be the funnest?
Be most fun to be the most fun.
You see how it can get be a slippery slope over time.
Yeah.
If you don't nip it in the bud initially, you could spiral out of control, and 30 years later, you've been saying wrong words.
My brain is scrambled eggs right now, man.
That's what we strive for here. That's exactly what we strive for. Throwback going on right now. Charlotte Motor Speedway, the Coca-Cola 600 coming up at the end of the month. Arguably the most iconic race in NASCAR history. Is that a fair assessment?
I like that.
Charlotte Motor Speedway bringing back the throwback logo.
And this I do like.
This is flossing. This is a flex. That's all this is.
Yeah, so bright yellow, right? That
red font, black track, in the shape of the
of
original
the
oval.
Yes.
Of the oval. WSIC News app right now, WSIC News on socials, and WSICnews.com. You could be seeing the video here. The old school throwback logo, Charlotte Motor Speedway, is repping.
I like Charlotte Motor Speedway World.
Oh, yeah. That
600.
Is, yeah, it is. I see? Like it. That's what I mean. It's iconic. This is iconic. Do you know when the Coca-Cola 600 first started?
When it first started?
Yeah, like the very first, you know.
I do not know the first race. No, not off the top of my head.
Originally, it was the World 600. So that's why the World. So it wasn't originally. Coca-Cola, right, is not as old as the World. And so this race has been going on for quite some time. Right. Memorial Day weekend. The World 600, 1960.
Woo.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, you think back to like, what do you think it was like racing in 1960? Just
awesome.
You talk about rubbing is racing.
Right.
There were no rules in 1960.
Barely helmets.
I mean, it's probably like two dudes like me and you say that, hey, man, I bet I can go faster than you on this thing. No, you can't.
Right.
Yes, I can. Prove it.
And then word got out.
And everybody started coming.
Right.
Then people started betting.
All right, they're gonna race on the beach.
Sand racing?
I think that's how they used to do it in Daytona. I think it was like half on the sand.
That's some bigger tires you got to have on the sand.
I don't think they even paid it any mind.
I don't think there was any rule. I mean, there definitely weren't any rules, but man, sand racing? Should we bring that back to the beach?
I like the sound of it.
It's not a bad idea. Put the drag strip at least there. I mean, you could at least drag race on the beach.
Yeah, I mean, the surface would be so different each race. Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Using the grooves?
You'd hear a lot of excuses.
You definitely would.
A lot of excuses.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't keep up. It wasn't my fault. Also wondering, there was a movie. I saw this on baseball. I found a clip on baseball. And there's a lot
great
of
sentence.
It's extemporizing right now. I didn't realize that, like, literally in baseball, you could be traded, like, in the middle of a game. But I guess that's what happens. So there's this, and we can actually play the audio on this. Let's let the announcers do the work on this one.
Martorella's going to be pinch run for. I think these reports might be accurate, folks. Luke Montz has come down to the home plate umpire. He got word from his trainer in the dugout. Montz is coaching third base. They got his attention. And Martorella's out there at second, pointing at himself, going, who, me?
Dude's standing what'd on second do? Base right now. Well, being called in by the coach. Come on in.
Nathan, you're about to find out that there's some stuff going down.
He plays for San Antonio.
Pinch runner at second base is Chase Valentine.
Hey, man, it was good getting to know you. You're out of here. I thought he was fired.
And, yep, we're going to have some movement. Marcy and Martorella are both popping out of the San Antonio dugout. They get hugs from Luke Montz. They're going to the clubhouse.
Give us hugs, guys. You're out of here. Middle of the game. It's like, the third inning. It's top of the third.
Reportedly joining the Miami Marlins organization.
We're out of here.
Right field line as we get a traveler.
Oh, world.
Chain.
Yeah. We made it, guys. We made it. We're going to the big leagues. So I didn't know that happens in baseball. Just literally in the middle of a game, you can get called out. Hey, you're going up.
Yeah, no, you're not. We're subbing you out for real.
Like right now. Have you ever seen that? Like right now in real time?
I have not seen it happen like that.
What was the urgency here? Was there another game going on they had to like change uniforms and get to real quick?
Maybe the trade went down and they're like, you know.
You're officially done.
Yeah,
you have to be done.
Get them out, yeah.
Like, hey, you're about to sign a contract, you can't get injured.
Right,
maybe
we want him as is, and something could happen between second base and home base. That's how much we value the
like
asset.
That.
Bring the asset to Miami organization.
A bunion.
And you know what? It could easily, Justin, and what's really crazy is that guy could be wearing the team that they're playing, their jersey, the next night. You know what I mean?
Dang.
Because it's in the Miami organization, so it's not necessarily Miami. He's
right.
Not going to the Marlins. He would go to their organization. I don't think Arkansas is in their organization, but –
That would be fun.
That's how crazy it can happen, or how fast things move. They move people up and down between AAA and pros all the time.
It's just one of those things I didn't know about baseball.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, there's crazy baseball stuff.
Well, it also makes you question, like, okay, is baseball really legit that you can just be taken out in the middle of a game like that? Like, he didn't look like he had a choice in that matter.
He didn't.
He didn't have a say-so.
That's what it was, a message.
Did he sign?
To everyone. It was whole minor league.
Did he make a phone call before he went to the batter's box? And then now, by the time he got to second base, all of a sudden the deal got done?
I didn't like his attitude.
He did.
So I traded you. Next time you walk to first base, well, I got walked.
You ever put on pink gloves again? Maybe that's out. Maybe pink gloves are out. No?
You take it to Miami.
Is that what's going on down there these days?
I guess.
It's pretty close to Cabo. You better be careful. Yeah. Not close enough, though?
Nah.
Okay. All right. Did you see Trump's under a new gag order? You didn't see that?
I can't hear you in Cabo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well,
I got the clip, though.
Yeah, I got the clip. I got you set up.
We'll have to fast forward a little bit into it, though.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. 1 minute, 30 seconds. I read the notes.
Okay.
We'll be back. Good morning, LKN. Thank you.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 7:34. Happy Tuesday to you. If you haven't yet, but you know of one, you should. If you haven't yet registered your favorite teacher, or you know of a teacher that deserves it, you should register them for Teacher of the Month, which you can do anytime. WSIC News, LK and Memes on Instagram, WSICnews.com. All you got to do is register the teacher, and boom, each month they're going to win great prizes. We pick a winner every month. Nina's Boutique, $50 gift certificate. Gentle whitening treatment, Brighter Smiles of Davidson, or really just Brighter Smiles now. Excuse me, I got to get used to saying not saying the Davidson part. Jasmine was in yesterday. If you missed that segment, go back on the socials and you can check out the conversation with her. Instant results.
Proud of her.
Yeah, wow, she's crushing it too, by the way. That's awesome. Trump's under a new gag order. So President Trump has a trial going on right now in New York. I don't know if you've heard about it or not, but he came out. He wanted to say some things to the press. But he is under a gag order, so he's very limited. So at about a minute and a half into his statement, Bill, that's where we got to start this video at.
Keep me off the campaign trail. That's all this is about. This is about election interference. How do we stop it? And it's a disgrace. And then you have the other thing that maybe is even more disgraceful is the gag order, where I can't basically, I have to watch every word I tell you people. You ask me a question, a simple question, I'd like to give it, but I can't talk about it. Because this judge has given me a gag order and said you'll go to jail if you violate it. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day. But what's happening here is a disgrace, and the appellate courts ought to get involved. New York looks so bad. The New York system of so-called justice looks so bad between this judge and Gorin and Kaplan. You triple team with corrupt judges is a disgrace to our nation. So I should be out there campaigning. And they said, two, and the way I look at it, they're really talking about 3 weeks more. And by the way, they didn't even have enough to fill out the time. You know, we got out early today because they didn't have another witness. The government didn't have another witness, so they didn't even have time to fill it out.
All right, you can pull it.
And then they complained. So
it's a gag order. He's not allowed to talk about things. I'm confused on what the gag order is about. Have you seen anything on it? He said the judge threatened President Trump, saying he's going to put him in jail if he continues. It's not going to be accepted that he continues to discuss things. Of course, this was a minute and a half into the speech that he mentions the gag order. That's the part that got me. Devin was on the phone last night, and she's talking to someone, and I just start laughing. She's like, "What's so funny?" I said, "He's a minute and a half into his speech, and then starts talking about the gag order."
And by the way,
I'm under a gag order. I got to be very. I would love to just tell you anything, but I can't. So 2 minutes later, I'm under it.
That being said, I'm really not supposed to say anything.
But this is a joke. So I don't know.
He needs to do a picture like the Superman movie poster
with the planet blowing up behind him.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, the tale of infinite worlds.
Yeah. Right. The gag order thing is funny. The whole shebang. The show is just getting continuously more and more dramatic. What's happening in the rest of the world right now? Are we paying attention to the rest of the world at all? Has anything happened in the past 24 hours?
I think so.
I mean, something's happened.
Yes.
Are we being quiet about it? Too quiet about it? Hmm. Something I was concerned. There is sometimes that I worry. Thankfully, this situation, it wasn't sabotage. I'm very glad that a particular situation that I did come across. And you got to be careful in the world. And the Olympics are coming up. Is it the summer or the Winter Olympics coming up next?
Summer, baby. Summer. Okay. In Paris.
Oh, in Paris. Oh, wow. So this makes more sense. 5 U.S. sailing team members go flying overboard as the boat capsizes. Now, when I saw this headline at first, similar to the gag order, I wondered, okay, is this shenanigans? Is that what this is? Did somebody sabotage this at a world level for the Olympics? I don't like to think that the rest of the teams cheat in the world. But, you know, look at what happened to Russia. They've gotten disqualified a couple of times. I have not seen the video on this, by the way. But they actually have the video of this. Dang. Okay. Maybe we should. Oh, wait. Start that over. Wow. Okay. We should watch this video. WSIC News app. You can see the boat. Actually, the 5 team members, they lifted the boat, went completely sideways. Have you ever seen a catamaran do that?
Oh.
And they dumped out.
Oh, let's run that one back. That's the one we want. Oh, that's a 30-foot drop.
Yeah. WSIC News. But see, I was concerned. I was wondering, okay, why did this happen? Why?
Why are we capsizing?
This doesn't seem like a normal move of a catamaran.
Did we get Sierra Leone'd?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely could have. But turns out it was determined it was user error.
Yeah. I mean, it looks pretty user error. It's them in the water.
Well, according to data from the U.S. F-50 boat, I'm guessing F-50 is because the length, 50 meters. I'm assuming it's a 50-meter catamaran.
I like that.
The wing trimmer, Victor Diaz de Leon.
That sounds like a great sailor.
Victor Diaz de Leon. He pressed the wrong button, which inverted the wing by accident. So he was attempting to flatten the wing, but he simply pushed the wrong button.
Aye.
There goes the gold medal.
Aye.
For pushing the wrong button.
These have got to be just qualifiers, though.
Are you keeping him on the team?
Yeah.
It's all we got?
Yeah.
This seems pretty specialized.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll let that one pass then, I guess. Not a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's his only job, like, make sure you press this button at the right time. Don't press this button next to it.
Like there's two buttons. Like if you had two buttons. Okay, here we go. Here's an example. Justin, don't push the button that says don't. That's where I go into the monologue and mantra, the extemporizing dialogue where I say, so do you mean don't push the button?
Right. Because you said don't. The button says don't. Double negative.
The way my math works, that's a positive. So push the button?
I'm just going to push it. I'm going to push it.
Oh. And there goes the boat. Capsized.
At least it made a little horn noise to let everyone know.
On the
know.
Way out. Don't forget your lunch. So, we'll see if
that's
the interesting.
U.S. That's a crazy sport, by the way. I don't know how you get into that. That's like horse racing money right there.
You got to be from like Nantucket, don't you?
I reckon.
They do a lot of the sailing in Nantucket.
Right.
Isn't that where sailing was invented?
I think it was invented in sailing. France.
There would be a place named Sail somewhere.
Sailing.
That's a good guess, actually. France. That's actually a really strong guess.
Yeah, Thomas Sail and his wife Peggy.
Who's questioning that at the dinner party, though?
You. Do you?
I would say something. No, it wouldn't. That's what I was saying. He'd be in full extemporizing circumstances, and then there you go. What were they doing in 1989? I wasn't born yet. Did you know that?
No. I did know that. I was not born either.
Is that weird?
Getting close.
How many people do you think just cringed when I said that?
Not many. I'm sure a lot of people can tell that
young you're and pretty dumb. Young guy. Young yeah. and dumb is that?
You're a pretty young idiot. Just kidding. Sorry.
NBC Sports presentation of the 150th Kentucky Derby averaged a total audience delivery of 16.7 million viewers. Marking the largest Kentucky Derby audience since 1989. So again, I asked the question, what were they doing in 1989?
So I've looked this up because I saw this on the sheet.
Okay.
What was going on the Kentucky Derby happened on May 6th, 1989.
Makes sense. No, that connects.
And on what day, on what happened on this day.com, nothing happened. It just has the Kentucky Derby on there.
That's the only thing that happened.
Yes.
Maybe that's what made it so popular. We're like right. Well, although Cinco de Mayo still would have been happening that weekend.
Yeah, but not on May 6th.
Was it on May 6th this year or May 5th?
I think it just so happened to fall on May 4th. May 4th. It fell on May 4th yeah. this year because May 5th was Sunday.
And people were probably celebrating Cinco de Mayo. So being after Cinco de Mayo, you have a better chance of a higher...
View rate. This is also peak television time, you know?
1980s?
Yeah. I feel like that's like peak TV.
Color television?
Right. And everything's appointment television. You know, it's happening now.
The Kentucky Derby.
I'm not recording it. I gotta be there.
There's no DVR.
Right.
What was the first DVR?
Or I gotta wait for the papers.
Yo, the papers.
Get the papers.
The first DVR, remember the...
Bing,
bing. Bing, bing. That was like the sound.
Yeah.
TiVo.
TiVo, yes.
Dang. There was people that had TiVo.
Oh, yeah.
And then now everybody's got, now everything's on demand.
Tried to be friends with everyone who had TiVo.
You know, every show here is on demand on the WSIC News app. You can get it anywhere, anytime you want. WSIC News app on the iOS and Google Play Store. You can download the WSIC News app right now. And it's even got the live video stream. So you can watch cool videos like Trump gag order and U.S. sailing team flipping over.
Great plug.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning LKN. 7:48. Happy Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a good one. Ticket giveaways going on right now. We've got the Coca-Cola 600 giveaway. So you're going to want to check out the WSIC News. The World 600. Started in 1960.
That's easy to remember because the 600, 60.
That is actually easy to remember. 60 times 600. What's that?
36.
There's definitely 36 at the front. I want to say 36,000. It's not 3,600.
36,000.
Yeah, I'm going to go 36,000.
That's quick math for your boy before 8.
Ayo!
You can hit me with the horn.
It's good to get a little math in your day. I enjoy getting some math in my day. You know, there's a spot in Noda. There's a pizza joint there.
North Davidson?
Yeah.
Talking Charlotte.
Yeah, is that all right?
All right.
Or you don't want to?
No, we can.
You been to Benny's?
I have been to Benny's. What do you know about Benny's?
Oh, I know about Benny's. I got taught about Benny's from somebody else.
I'm about to reteach you.
They got, but there's a place in San Antonio that's giving Benny's. Big Lou's is giving Benny's a run for its money. I didn't expect Texas to go trying to show up Noda like this. So Benny's Pizza in Noda. If you haven't been there, you can get a 48-inch pie. For those trying to do the conversion, 48 inches is 4 feet. 4 foot in diameter pizza. Delicious za, New York style. I'm a fan of Benny's. But Big Lou's in San Antonio, Texas, they might have Benny's beat.
That's quite the pie.
62-inch pie.
62-inch pie.
That's gonna put you over at five feet two inches.
5 feet two. Off of two.
Demi could lay down.
You couldn't fit it on that table. Could you fit it on that table?
This is a 5 foot table. It would overlap by 2 inches off this table. This is a 5 foot diameter table. It's a circle table. Again, the WSIC News app, you can see this.
How many slices is that?
It's got to be at least 20.
Looks like they went half and half with it.
Oh, yeah.
Man, imagine the tables that they have to have in that restaurant.
Yeah.
You have to have that.
What's it like getting that to go? Can you even order a 62-inch pie to go?
Oh, man, you really have to think about proper vehicles. Do you have who do you have in the car? Because these are all things I think about with just Benny's. I've gotten Benny's a couple times.
I've had to take Noah out of his car seat for Benny's, and I've chose that. I chose Benny's over the car
Noah,
seat.
Noah, roof.
No, get in the tailgate.
That I get it.
Yeah. 1989, get in the tailgate. Ain't no rules.
That is a large pizza. There is a new spot in Uptown.
How many slices you down into this? 62-inch pie, how much could you handle?
I could do a lot.
Za, I feel like it's easy for me to put down. I don't know why.
I think it's just for me, it's all about not putting it down.
Should we have pizza for lunch today?
We can.
Not from Big Lou's. But what's the new pizza spot? Goat. I still haven't tried goat pizza yet in Corntown.
Yeah, there's that new spot. They got billboards.
Goat pizza's got billboards?
They got billboards.
Dang. The Napoleon-style pizza in Langtree.
I'm a sucker for it.
No, 90 Novanta.
Yeah. And there's
fire.
There's a pizza, I think it's called Pizza Baby.
You had Taste of Buffalo recently?
Taste of Buffalo. I have not.
In 25 across from the lanes?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't been over there. If I'm going over to that area, it's because I'm going to the bowling alley.
There's no other reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why I got caught on pizza. The 62-inch pie just throws me. I mean, I thought Benny's having a 48-inch was going to be it. I don't know how you transport a 62-inch pie. That's my problem I've got right now. You have to dine in. And you have to bring enough patrons with you that you can exit with a reasonable amount of leftovers.
Right. I mean, one time a friend from out of town was coming to order pizza, and this is Neitz. So
yeah,
The rugby Natalie's guy. Sister's husband, yes.
Yeah, he can probably put down a lot of pizza.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. He had a friend come into town, and he was like, oh, let's just order some pizza for the night. And the guy was like, all right, where should I order from? And he told him Benny's. So this guy ordered two pizzas for just them two.
Nice move.
And Neitz did not even help my man out.
He didn't even give him the warning.
We only need one. So $100 later, two pizzas later, this guy's showing up with no idea what to expect and has two 4-foot or three or however big they are.
Is he from America, the friend?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is normal in America.
Yeah.
This is how we do it.
He's probably like, all right.
All right. Yeah. We don't even have pizza in other parts of the world like this. My gosh.
Yeah, this is excessive.
Have you packed your bag yet for the flight?
I have not.
Okay. So, and I think this is a story. Mames left this story on here. Snake's almost making it on a plane.
Oh.
Have you ever seen that movie, by the way, Snakes on a Plane?
Not in a long time, but I remember the premise.
The premise is pretty straightforward. It involves Samuel L. Jackson. Do you know him? Do you remember him?
Correct. Yeah, I do know.
He's a famous actor.
Mr. Jackson.
And he's on a plane. Somehow, bad guys, I think it has to do with taking over the world and wanting something, et cetera, et cetera. And this is, apologies if this is a spoiler for anybody who's planning on seeing Snakes on a Plane. The snakes make it on the plane.
Yes.
And Samuel L. Jackson is then required to utilize his strengths and skills to circumvent and at times extemporize the snakes.
Yes. And I believe they kind of commandeered the plane, the snakes.
At some point, they began driving.
Their leashes or their cages and just got all over the place.
Pretty smart snakes.
Absolute nightmare.
It's one of the worst fears I could have if it were anywhere possible.
And of course, they were all extremely deadly and very rare.
And large. Like 40, 50 foot anacondas.
Yeah.
That's snakes. That's the summation of snakes on a plane. Mm. Some snakes almost made it on a plane, though, for real. And I'm not talking about like zoo transport. So TSA discovers bag with small snakes in passenger's pants.
Wait a minute. Hey, now.
I know what you're trying to do there, but these are real snakes.
Right.
And the TSA.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Couple of questions here.
Yeah.
Were these detected by bioscans of the check-in, or did someone's pants get looked in? That's right. Number one.
Right.
Number two, these snakes look different.
I don't like the way these snakes look.
They don't look, these are like albino looking snakes.
Right, because it's an Instagram, I can't show the story.
Oh, you can't show the picture?
Yeah.
Hmm. Is that Instagram that doesn't let you do that?
It just doesn't let me drag it. I could just show something.
But it doesn't look as good.
Ugh. Do you like that?
Would you ever risk bringing something that you're not supposed? Because like this is like someone knew that they. I mean, okay. Oh, sorry, I forgot. I have my snakes. Well, sir, but why was the bag in your pants? Would you ever attempt to bring something to the airport that may be questionable?
No, I'm not about that.
At all?
No, especially since my next trip is like to Mexico. I'm not trying to...
Oh, yeah, you double entendre.
Yeah, I'm not trying to...
Locked up abroad?
Yep, I'm trying to enjoy my time peacefully, enjoy spending my money, a little bit of money in Mexico, and coming right back.
Besides like the absolute lawlessness of some countries, the other thing that has me afraid to leave is that like locked up, like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry I brought a number two pencil. You know, like I didn't realize that was illegal in your country.
Right. That's an unnecessary fear.
Is it?
Yeah.
They want me to leave?
I think if you want to leave, you should feel compelled to. You know better. You know better. So I don't think you would put yourself in any sort of situation.
That's why I don't bring anything when I travel.
Right.
It's easier that way. They let me in. Why wouldn't they let me out? So this was at Miami International Airport. A small bag of snakes hidden in passengers' trousers. This was on April 26th. This was recently. What was the intent here? I bet you these are some rare snakes.
They looked pretty rare.
I mean, why you can mail these, or you can bring pets on like a plane. Like you can't. So why would you think to not, like, acknowledge these? You ever seen Australian Border Patrol?
No. Is it them versus the ocean?
Basically. It's everyone coming from outside in. Australian Border Patrol on Netflix.
Everyone just staring out into the ocean.
This is some Australian Border Patrol stuff right here. They bring in, people will bring in anything into Australia. And they're like, you know, a little island
right in
the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to, like, check everybody.
Allegedly.
They definitely find snakes in trousers. Definitely will. So I just wanted to show that to you in case, you know, you had something going on. You know, you're still
packing. I'll double check my bags, but there shouldn't be any snakes. I will pack my bag.
Would you bring like some people bring like dead chickens and stuff like that.
Yeah, no. I'm not about that life? Yeah, I'm not there.
Hmm. There's a Southern saying that I discovered a little bit ago, and this is just pure facts.
Oh, no.
This is just pure facts. I think this to be true, and I'd love to get your opinion on this, Bill. the caption on this post, and it got me. It was one morning, I'm in bed, I wanted breakfast, and I started really pondering life. Waffle House, it's just Southern hibachi.
I'm with it. I like it.
I think I can live that mantra.
Do you have one of those stovetops?
Flat top?
Didn't you say you got one?
Recently, yeah.
Do you like it? Do you use it a lot?
I love it.
Absolutely. I feel like there would be a power. Do you like cleaning it? I feel like it's kind
of... I don't mind. It's part of the process.
Right.
You got to season it after every use.
Right.
I got no problem with it.
Right.
There's something about the flat top that it... The food profile changes when you cook it on a flat top.
Right.
The crisp is different. The crunch is different. You can cook almost anything on a flat top. I mean, name a food, and I'll tell you whether or not you can cook it on a flat top.
Grilled cheese.
Yes.
Bacon.
Yeah, of course. You're actually supposed to keep your bacon browns. Grease and use that as your oil going forward.
Right. Now, see, that's why I would like that.
To use bacon grease?
Or, yeah, to reuse that stuff. I don't have a grill or anything.
But you have one. Your condo has one, doesn't it, on the roof?
Yeah, it's on the roof, but it's not like mine, you know. Right. I want like mine.
Right.
But I don't mind using the one up top.
Name something else, and I'll tell you if you can cook on a flat top.
A burger.
Of course.
Right.
Absolutely.
What about a hot dog? What about a rounded object?
Always. Noah loves hot dogs.
Right. Flapjacks? Pancakes?
Classic. Just like Waffle House.
Right.
And the whole Waffle House menu is included on the flat top.
Okay. Let's see. Deep fried Oreo.
There's a way to set that up.
Right. But for now, I got you?
Yeah, for now, I think you're good. Good morning, okay, and 8:06. Happy Tuesday, Justin and Bill. Mamie is off to France for the week. She's going to go see T-Swift. So all you Swifties out there, you can be super jelly. But no cap, she'll be back.
She will.
That good?
Yeah.
Thank you. Bill goes to Cabo tomorrow. So for the rest of the week, you'll have a best of Good Morning LKN. And we're also going to chop up and play back the 2024 small business event. So if you missed that last week, you will have your chance to hear that show throughout the rest of this week. You can catch snippets of that. It is available on demand right now. WSIC News, connect with us. Download the WSIC News app for all the shows on demand. This weekend, though, is Mother's Day. I believe, right, Sunday is Mother's Day? And so what we really want to do is help the gents out there. And I hope if you're a lady, you can appreciate this. This is our attempt of helping to ensure that moms are celebrated the right way. So really for guys, what we don't need necessarily the list of things to get, but more so the things to stay away from. So what I've got here is a list of the worst Mother's Day gifts. Okay. And I'm going to actually share this with Bill so he can actually see it rather than me just making it up and talking about it. So the worst gifts for the best moms. That's the name of this article. CityLifestyle.com is where we found this. There isn't a number order on this. So all just of these
generally in the bad egg basket,
equally not
horrible,
not really the greatest. I'll just pick one to start. This one I'm kind of surprised about. I'll start off with a softball here. Breakfast in bed at 7 a.m.
Don't do it.
The caption said, please let us sleep.
Right. I think it's a 7 a.m. That's going to get
so
you.
If it's 9 a.m.
Let me sleep.
Okay, as long as you're in bed. So we're going to stay away from breakfast in bed this year. We're going to try
safe.
It out.
Sounds safe.
Because inevitably there will be crumblets and crumbles that get into the bed.
That she's going to have to deal with. Not to mention whatever you left in the kitchen. Cooking the breakfast.
Under eye creams that say anti-aging.
What are you trying to say? Package. What are you trying to tell me?
I can see that one.
What are you trying to tell me?
Sorry, I just wanted to make sure it was effective for what you're always talking about looking for.
Which is?
You look great for the 80s.
Ooh, don't do it now.
No, yeah, you got to be careful on that one. Any kind of DIY project.
What?
If it says DIY on the box, do yourself and us a favor and put it back on the shelf.
DIY means do not buy for mama on mama's day.
I don't think mama's into the projects like you right. are. That's just heads up on that.
Right.
Times have changed.
Right.
Although, you know, some...
I got you a model airplane.
It's 5,000 pieces. A cow-themed pot holder... Even if we once mentioned we thought cows were cute. Debatable? Or no?
Don't buy me that cow. Don't buy me a cow.
But we need butter.
Mm-mm.
You said you need not butter and
cow.
Milk.
Not in a cow holder.
Tie him to the back post in the backyard. You ever buy the... This is like the you go to the store and you see the random thing on the shelf and you say to yourself... Is there a scintilla of a chance that my lady that I'm buying for would find the connection in this?
Stop it. Get some help.
End cap status, first shelf you see. You ever do that? You know, you're late on buying the gift. End cap.
Not me, man.
First thing you walk in the store, bam. There it is.
Couldn't be me.
A cow-themed potholder. She'll love it.
It'll do.
It's like they knew I was looking for it. For
do not do it. It's a trap.
It's a trap.
They're setting you up there.
Definitely setting you up.
What else we got?
Last one I got here on this list.
All right.
A coupon book for chores should already do.
Don't get me the coupon book. Don't get mama the coupon book.
Handwritten. Handwritten coupon book. One back massage.
Right.
One foot rub.
Right.
One dishwasher run.
One clean up the breakfast I made for you in bed.
Same day only.
Yes, same day, one use only.
You ever made the coupon book? I've made the coupon book before back in the day.
I know you have.
One hug.
Yeah.
Only one.
Right. Yeah, no,
You've not made the coupon book, or you've made the coupon
book? No, I've given out coupons. That's for sure.
I don't mind coupons.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, I got this Arby's coupon here. Let's go on out. It's Mother's Day. We'll treat you a little bit.
Well, that's good. Sometimes it does help to know what not to do, right? Because in a world where it seems like there's so many options, I appreciate you really zoning in.
I think there's plenty you could do.
Correct.
I do like the parameters of, okay, let's have some guidelines of what to stay away from. A cow-themed potholder, and please hear me, we're not just limiting this to only cow-themed. Duck-themed also, I think, would apply here as well. Deer-themed also would apply here. What sound does a deer make? Also, probably any type of animal-like figurines, ceramic-style sets that she doesn't already have an in-depth collection of and has expressed lifelong interest in accumulating more.
Right.
That would be an exception to that rule.
Cat bobbleheads?
Right.
That line up in the back of her car?
Yeah. Yeah. Or like if she drives a Jeep and she's got the duck on the dash.
Right.
Get her a new duck. So just a few ideas. The coupon book might still be debatable.
Don't go to the coupon book.
Don't go back to that as the last resort?
Yes. Don't fall back on that.
It does seem, though, like the coupon book, is there a way to do it in a,
what you're doing right now is mental gymnastics.
I can justify it. Put me in, coach. Right.
If anyone can, it'd be you.
There's some things she's really been wanting recently. Right. that it's not about money.
Clean the truck. Oh, okay.
Do it on a Saturday. Right. Valid only on Saturdays.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I'm still stuck on the coupon book. I do think that there is some kind of
DIY don't buy is good.
That's a big one. Yeah. Cause I'll do that, right? Like I'll pick a project that like I think you'll really love the end result.
Right.
I know you hate doing projects.
It's a clothesline for you to line all the clothes so they can air dry.
It's only 4 fence post holes we have to dig. That's it. Right. That's it's only 4. I understand that we live in, you know, very stiff sedimentary rock. I understand that.
Right.
But it's also good exercise. You've been saying you want us to get out more and do more in the yard and exercise.
That you want to do more.
Right. I'm content inside on the couch. Let me be very clear. I see, you know, health and safety is only a construct of the human mind, right?
But there is still time, and it's only Tuesday, so there is still a good amount of time to go ahead and knock those gifts out.
Oh, you got plenty of time. And there is no excuses at this point.
Correct.
We have talked about Mother's Day.
Told you what not to do.
I also told you what to do. You could always hit up Victoria's Skincare, if you're looking for, make it even easier where you don't have to do anything. Maybe you do want to sit on the couch for 3 hours and let her go off and get a, med spa treatment.
Right.
Victoria's Skincare would be, a place to start.
That's someone else I want. Someone else did it.
And it was a success.
Right.
There's actually reviews on it.
Right. Someone else building, that's a positive. I like that.
You should really stick around to hear what the Crazy Gang of Three have to say next. Good morning, LKN, on WSIC. Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning, LKN, on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 818. Happy Tuesday. It is starting to rain outside a little bit. A little drizzle action here on the south side of the lake. Let's find out what's going on everywhere else. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte, and you get to cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. There's an accident as you're going southbound into the city of Charlotte between mile marker 12 and 11. And so traffic is backing up on 77 southbound going into Charlotte. There is several slowdowns from Langtree and Mooresville exit 31. All the way down to about 485, heavy congestion, stop-and-go traffic. 77 northbound from about 485 up through Cornelius, there's stop-and-go traffic. As you said, it is raining here in Charlotte right now and up in Mooresville, so the roads are wet, so leave a little extra room. And then secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues this morning.
Okay, Jeff, we appreciate that. Hopefully things will stay and remain calm for through the rest of the day. We appreciate you. Jeff, just heads up, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, people will just have to fend for themselves and assume the worst on the roads because we won't be here to provide them with your traffic updates. And so we appreciate you.
All right. Well, y'all take care and have a great week.
Okay, you too, Jeff.
All right, bye.
RideiCats.com. Today's Tuesday, $1 to go to the VA, $1 to come back straight from your front door in Iredell County.
He'll miss us.
I felt like, did I end it too early? Like, it was like, Jeff, I'm not going to talk to you for 3 days.
I feel like you left something on the table there.
Right.
An
opportunity.
Right.
I don't like that when I do that.
Right. You're just going to have to carry that with you until Monday.
I don't have to get the worst Mother's Day gift, though, for somebody. We already solved that problem.
We did.
I also thought Gemini was dead.
What?
Gemini, that's Google's AI platform. I thought they had pulled it because like it got too out of control. Like it was making stuff up that wasn't true. Like my timeline.
Oh, they did have that commercial.
The video that they like said like, oh, we could look at all this we can do and come to find out it was like fake. Or not necessarily fake, but they sped it up. They altered the video. It wasn't real time.
Right. They showed us like, hey, here's our robot. Also, this is not really our robot.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like a recording.
Yeah, that's very cool.
But Google just released Med Gemini for medical tasks.
Fine-tuned.
Outperforms GPT-4 by 44.5%, by the way. As if I know what that means.
Assuming that GPT-4 is
really
medically
fast.
Trained.
Very fast.
Is also a doctor.
Yeah. I don't know. A robot doctor.
Right.
Who has memorized the entire periodic table. Because that's part of medical training.
I don't like the eyes that they have.
Is that even real? Like the
no, okay. I doubt it.
So and it's interesting. So what is Med Gemini? And of course, you can swipe on this post. And basically, what it looks like Med Gemini can handle is if a doctor were to submit to Med Gemini an X-ray photo, along with some corresponding details, allegedly. That Google's Gemini, Med Gemini to be specific, the medical division of Gemini, go figure, can analyze the X-ray photo and make a medical diagnosis in assisting the doctor.
So I have to submit the X-ray as well as some details, assuming I'm the doctor, put it in there and submit it to this robot, and it will give me the diagnosis. So I tell you, okay, here is the X-ray of Timmy's broken arm. Left arm looks broken.
What do you think?
Left arm broken.
No need to go to medical school.
What
anymore.
Did I tell you? Yeah. See there?
Are you not entertained? Isn't this what you wanted, people?
Yeah.
Concerned about the healthcare industry? We're giving you top-notch healthcare here. Gemini will take care of the diagnosis. If you don't believe us, believe them. Him. It?
Believe it.
They?
Believe them.
What do you think? Your doctor pulls out a tablet, says, Gemini says this, shows it to you. Your thoughts?
If I'm already in the room with a robot that's walking around, I'm in trouble.
I thought you were going
to
be
doing
all
right. I'm where I'm supposed to be.
At some point.
How much is this going to cost?
What if it... shouldn't it be less?
You would think, but
isn't that the point?
I can see a reality where they make it more.
Sure. I mean, look at fast food costs.
Right.
Mm. There's a list of growing list of, at least from Fox News, what they're saying that Americans are avoiding popular chains, name brands in particular, because prices remain high. The article calls out, you know, a few fast food, but I feel like shouldn't Five Guys be on this list?
I don't know if they're fast food. I have not seen a Five Guys with a window.
So you think the window is what makes it quick service?
Yes.
Hmm.
Can't get any quicker.
So purely because of it. But not everywhere has a drive-thru that's quick service. You can have a walk-up. Oh, there's a window.
Oh, you definitely can. I'm saying what I consider fast food.
So you don't
fast
consider
food and quick service, not necessarily interchangeable in my world.
But have you ever ordered fast food and they, and this is the dreaded part. This is one thing, if I get fast food, I don't like having to hear this. Would you mind pulling up to spot number one for us? Or would you mind pulling up around the corner of the curb and we'll bring it out to you shortly? Instantly in my mind, I say to myself, I knew I should have went to Taco Bell. I knew it. Because what's the point? A quick service restaurant, fast food is to be there quick. But I understand you got to drop the fries every once in a while. And I'd rather a fresh batch than the old batch. I can't argue with that. But specifically, if we're going to talk about fast food, and okay, you go to Wendy's and they say, hey, we need you to pull up, we'll bring it out to you when it's ready, versus just Five Guys, the expectations of 4 minutes
right.
for a sandwich.
I see what you're saying.
What's the difference? Besides the price.
And the window.
Now, I will say Five Guys throws some fresh patties on the flat top. They throw some fresh patties. Although Wendy's, fresh, never frozen. McDonald's can't make that same argument for every burger.
Mm.
Can Taco Bell make that argument?
I'm not sure.
Do they have unfrozen meats?
Yes.
I mean, you would hope so.
Right.
It's cat food.
That's usually my line.
I know.
You sounded good saying it, though.
Yeah. It was an improv.
Oh, because you had to go in with the bit. You couldn't say no to it. All right, let's do a little bit of national holidays because there's a few things going on. It's National Teachers Day today. The Teacher Appreciation Week is going on. There was some last week. I think there's some this week. Depends on the school and your district you're at. But National Teachers Day is today. So just throwing that out there. If you know of a teacher that you think is great, WSIC News, Instagram, LK and Memes Instagram, WSICnews.com. You can register the teacher for winning great things like a $50 gift certificate to Nina's Boutique in Cornelius. And a gentle whitening treatment from Brighter Smiles, located in Cornelius.
Two acceptable Mother's Day gifts, as well as teacher appreciation rewards, the least they deserve.
Like a coupon?
Yeah, nominate your teachers, support your mothers.
National Tourism Day.
Okay.
Do we have a lot of tourists coming through the Lake Norman area?
I would say more and more.
Are we at a point that we're sustainable as a destination, you think, or no? Like, we lean heavy into tourism.
I don't know if you're there yet. I just don't see the hotels, which is not a bad thing.
Should we have more hotels, you think?
I don't like the sound of it initially.
What about the look?
I don't like the look of it initially, although they are tall buildings, which, you know, I am pro.
Pro super tall.
I am pro building a tall one.
What if you could have a super tall hotel in the middle of the lake?
Now that I'm for.
If we built one super tall, wouldn't that put us probably, if it was purely a hotel, a super tall hotel, arguably would that get us enough doors that we could have a Super Bowl?
Yes.
Could put them all there in one building.
Right.
Everyone who's coming for the Super Bowl, you put them in one hotel.
Right. They can ride ICATS on the way down to the game.
Is that one no event traffic in a year enough to sustain it economically?
I do not think so.
Mm, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So we actually have to use it for more than that.
Right.
Mm. All right, we'll keep
but now a Super Bowl and a concert.
Two events. We're getting there.
We are.
We're getting closer, I think. Bladder Cancer Awareness Day.
Okay.
Got to be aware.
Very serious, yeah.
No, bladder cancer does not sound fun. Childhood Depression Awareness Day.
Oof.
Also something very seriously to take. Talk to your kids. If your kids are sad, talk to them. Have a conversation.
Absolutely.
It's okay to talk to your kids. They aren't going to hate you for talking to them, I promise you.
Mm-mm.
Love's Baby Soft Day?
Is that from the Love's Company?
How would you know that? How do you know things like
I
that?
I think it was just the way you said it, to be honest.
That threw it off or made you make the connection?
I think it was the way you said Love's Baby Soft, which is a weird sentence.
Certainly, it felt weird
so
when I said it.
It felt like maybe the Love's brand, Baby Soft Day.
I didn't even know this was a brand. Love's?
Yeah, Love's.
I didn't know that was a brand. But yeah, it's Love's Baby Soft. Love's Baby Soft Day is celebrated on May 7th annually. If you were a teen in the 1980s in the U.S., then you know what we are talking about.
Yeah, parent company of Charmin.
A favorite among young girls was Love's Baby Soft. So today, every lifestyle brand, top-ranking model, notable movie star, and popular influencer has their beauty product line. And here it is. Love's Baby Soft. Never heard of it. First time I've ever seen it right there. National Avery Day. All the Averys out there. Also, National Cosmopolitan Day. Not big on Cosmos. Not against it. But not going to be my first drink of choice, probably. National Homebrew Day. There you go. A lot of the homebrew was quite popular through COVID, actually, I think. A lot of people had the little pop-up, make your own keg at home. I never did that. Never could understand the science behind it. The fermentation and all that, I just get impatient. Why not just eat the corn? Why do we got to let the corn sit in here and ferment? I don't know anything about it.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 8:34. Happy Tuesday to you. It's not the longest day of the week. It's the same length as every other day. It's just in the days
of
the week.
Don't go talking about my day like that.
I'm just saying, it's not a bad day. It's an exciting day here, okay? Because there's always
usually
something
is.
To do. Tuesday is packed. It's usually jam-packed with loads of content, fun. We're going to talk with Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, next segment. 9 to 11, Monday through Friday, the Home Ad Show. You buying, you selling, or you celebrating, you call in every morning, 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464.
You can't do but those three things.
Buy, sell, and celebrate.
Right. If you're not doing those three things, what do you say if you're not eating at the table, you're on the table?
Yeah. Done that before. Both.
Right. So make sure you're buying, or you're selling, or you're celebrating.
And you want to. They had 15 birthdays yesterday, I think.
15 celebrations.
15 birthdays and anniversaries. It's birthdays and anniversaries, so either or. And or. Would you ever consider getting married on your getting married on your birthday?
Yeah, sounds awesome.
Is that a positive to knock out? Do you see that as a positive or a negative to have the double holiday celebrations on a single day? You know, people who have like
right.
around Christmas or.
As I've gotten older.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me as much. If anything, it would maybe simplify things in some ways.
Let's go and knock this out.
Right.
Both.
Right. Especially the wedding birthday. I feel like, in my opinion, that would be like a, oh, it's our day, but let's not forget it's also my day. That could work out.
If you're the guy.
If you're getting married on like my birthday.
Right. Not your, not the bride's birthday.
Right. Now that would be, you know, then
isn't it universal ladies
trouble.
Don't like it? It's universal ladies don't like
yeah,
that,
I think
right?
they would prefer another date, right? They like things to look forward to throughout the year. So to separate them, it seems thoughtful.
Hey, I did it the day before.
Right.
Is that enough of a spread?
Not preferable, but I'm sure if it was a...
Is same
you know,
month okay?
Weddings, they cost money, you know, so you get it where you can.
Same month, though? The same month
you
okay?
You can do same month. I'm a January baby, so it doesn't make, I don't visualize me getting married in January. It sounds cold.
You don't want a winter wedding?
No. I'm
like with fur?
That sounds cool, but I think I'm just more of a hot, I like it when it's hot outside. Preferably everyone's suffering.
But
it's that hot.
Don't you want to like showcase your roots of winter though? Like in show, like King of the North, like you want to be able to. Like, kind of like Mufasa.
You don't know my roots.
Yeah, but did you know Mufasa's from the Arctic?
Now, we were talking about Mufasa earlier, and I showed you the trailer. There are some Easter eggs that make you question things in here. Oh, let me get this bad boy pulled up, if you don't mind. Can we show it? You
sure.
want to show it?
Yeah, WSIC News app. You can watch
this is the
right
trailer
up.
For Mufasa.
That's what we're doing on the morning show. We're going to show you the trailer
Lion
for
King.
Mufasa.
Ah! Oh, buddy!
Classic.
Uh-oh. That's ice.
Yeah, what's ice doing in this?
This story begins far beyond the mountains and the
with
shadows.
Rafiki. But then you're not in
on
the Arctic.
On the other side of the light.
Oh, boy. Gives me the goosies.
The goose bump. The goose pimples.
Yeah.
A lion was
Husville.
Without a drop of nobility in his blood.
So this is the story.
A lion who would
of a nobody.
Change our lives forever.
Who became a somebody.
Mufasa.
Kind of gets me hyped.
Kinda. Now this is what you need on a Tuesday, baby.
Lion King is one of the most epic Disney stories, I think, that exists.
Right.
Destiny.
Again, it's the ice that throws me off.
Yeah.
Awaits you.
But Africa was different back then, you know?
Right. That being said, we haven't really established a timeline of when was the original
Lion King.
Lion King.
Because there was no humans in it. There was no depiction of, like, you know, man taking over and killing the planet. That wasn't is part of Lion King.
Correct.
There were no humans in Lion King whatsoever. So it could have been 10 BC.
I'm excited for that one.
Mufasa?
Mufasa, Mufasa, Mufasa. Yeah, you think they got the hyenas?
I mean, they would have to.
Right.
Because there's a deal that was struck. Who struck the deal, you know, to keep them into the elephant lands?
There was a lion born.
The elephant graveyard.
Without a drop of nobility. How did he become king?
And how old is Rafiki?
How old is Rafiki? Because I think I saw Rafiki in there, and he had, he still had the cane.
Yeah, but it looked like, was it his dad in there too with him?
I don't know. I just hate to think Rafiki having bad hips since he was, you know, a youngin.
Maybe he has a disease. Maybe he was born with a disease.
Right, but he's special like Dr. Xavier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He can read
channel
minds.
Channel his. Mufasa.
You seen this one in theaters? In IMAX?
Yeah, I think so.
You go to IMAX. So. You live right down the street from the IMAX. That's basically your theater now.
I have not gone in there.
Oh, you I thought you had.
I have not been there since
Barbie?
We went there.
Oh.
No, I did not go see Barbie in IMAX.
Did they offer it at IMAX?
I'm not even sure.
You know.
I've never thought about going in there for a film, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they do movies, like actual movies in there, don't they?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I got to get on it.
Just seems like an idea. It's kind of like the Sphere. You know what I mean? The IMAX is definitely like Sphere vibes.
Yes.
Make you want to vomit a little bit?
No, I mean, I think I'm tough enough. It's a lot of stimulus.
Do you get motion sickness?
I don't think so. I get radio sickness.
Even riding roller coasters back in the day?
Nah.
Last time you rode a roller coaster?
Back in the day.
Definitely a Tuesday.
The roller coaster on a Tuesday is not a bad Tuesday.
I didn't say it's a bad Tuesday. I'm just saying, right. Like, that was the last time you rode a roller coaster. Last time you've been to Carowinds.
Man, just too long, honestly. I need to take Grace up there.
Is that the last time you rode a roller coaster? Would have been when you went to Carowinds?
Yes.
You can handle those lines in your old age now?
I'm patient, man.
Really?
I'm super patient.
In the dead heat of summer. I'm talking end of July.
Again, I love it. I like it when everyone's sweating. Struggling.
Just people watching everybody struggling?
Yeah. Everybody's got on the knee brace.
Sitting down in the line on the asphalt. You ever done that?
No.
Ooh, eating that.
Too strong.
Eating
too much
that
pride.
Paper bowl of nachos.
Right.
I've been there.
Steaming.
I know what it's like. It's okay. You keep your head up. That's what I tell them.
Right. Have you taken the kids to Carowinds?
No. Emmy couldn't handle
Uncle
that
Bill.
At all.
It's an Uncle Bill trip.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Noah would probably talk a big game like he'd want to go, but then the moment he gets in front of it.
Right.
Nah. It's like his daddy.
Right.
I didn't ride roller coasters until I was in college.
Roll Tide.
I never liked roller coasters. Like I was so scared of them as a kid. I thought, I always envisioned, and maybe it was because I saw, what was that movie?
You were raised with too much sense.
No, I seen that movie, Final Destination.
Right.
Okay. You ever seen that one?
Yeah.
Where like death chases.
One of the iterations,
yeah. It was like one of 10, like Saw, like there was like 10.
Right.
So for me, I was like, okay, definitely death's following me on roller coasters. I'm not going on those. But then in college, I was like, no, I'm not afraid to die. And then so I rode the roller coaster.
Yeah, in terms of roller coaster and risk taking, that's like kind of, you know, where I'd like to keep the line.
And I don't think it's so much dying on it. It's more of like getting stuck upside down.
Oh,
like that's almost as worse. I'd rather just, you know, rather be on the Intimidator and it just launches and like there it goes, as compared to, hey, I'm stuck upside down for 14 hours. Yeah, just end it.
We can get you down. Nope, just release it.
Just release it. No, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Sir, the ride has not started.
You should want to go ahead and preface that. It's kind of like cremation versus being buried.
Sure. It's important to have a plan.
Launch it.
Right.
It makes sense.
We should go to Carowinds.
I mean, I'm down to go to Carowinds. The problem is like, do you spend the whole day sitting in lines on roller coasters or do you go to the water park?
I don't know about that water park, but yeah.
They probably got Lingby on that water.
Nah. Worse. Weirder.
Straight pure disease. Fungi? Fungi Alafia? Ashe Ashe?
Why does that song pop into my head?
We sang that in chorus.
Yeah, it feels like I'm saying it's so wrong, though.
Sure. It's another language, isn't it? Isn't it Swahili?
Yeah.
It's definitely like an African tribe language song.
I love it.
Isn't it? I mean, I'm saying that genuinely. It really was.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Not Sivenya. Is that real language or is that them making up words?
No, that's real.
What is that? What does it mean?
Lion.
That's what that means?
No, it is a language though. Disney's well thought out like that. And Elton, when they were in the lab doing this.
Oh yeah, I forgot. You know, that was one thing I noticed from the trailer of Mufasa. It's not John Favreau.
It is not. That's a good point.
I thought he did great with Lion King. Why they didn't give him a second chance?
Right. He's probably got his hands in it some way.
You know, this is kind of similar to the whole DC thing. Zack Snyder, you know, he was supposed to direct, I think, and then Ben Affleck stepped on the scene, became Batman. There was some drama there. He was directing. So I'm wondering if John Favreau is beefing with...
I think it's Favreau. I think Favreau is Super Troopers. Favreau's number one.
His name's not John Favreau?
Favreau, I think.
Favreau?
Favre is number one.
Favre. Brett Favre?
Mufasa?
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:48. Happy Tuesday to you. Rocking and rolling here. Is comedy back?
I don't know. We were just talking in the break, and I do think there was some sort of revolution that happened over the weekend. Saturday Night Live was a great episode. This roast of Tom Brady, have you seen it?
I saw clips of it. So I tuned in on Netflix to see because it was live.
Right.
And for me to, Netflix trying to do this live stuff, you know,
watch someone fall on their face. Right.
They've had soccer in the past. Mm-hmm. Love is Blind was a total disaster for them in trying to be live.
They did like some golfing things.
They've had a couple golfing things. They're trying, they're shooting shots. And so I turned it on. And when I did, I caught the end of, what's her name? Nikki Glaser.
So the roast, for those who don't know what roast is like a ceremony celebrating, I figure there's always like a guest of honor. In this case, it was Tom Brady. And basically, it's everybody who loves him, just kind of rag on him. And
at the end of their careers, right? When they're retiring,
Justin Bieber did it at a young age, but they're great. I mean, they're awesome to watch. Because you really can just let loose and
that's the point is you're going to get made fun of intentionally. Correct. It's all out
lean
of love,
it, right.
Embrace it, be humble. It's okay.
Right.
But in the day and age we live in.
Right. Where there are
watching
plenty
what
of
you
lines,
say.
Yes.
There was no punches held back.
Correct. If you want, it was refreshing, but at the same time, it caught me so off guard.
My mind wasn't mentally prepared.
Correct. And it was an interesting phenomenon that I felt because they were saying some things that are by every sense of the definition wrong. That's not the nicest thing to say.
It's back to what comedy once was, it almost felt like the 80s.
Yeah, I don't want to call it the good old days. I don't know if we've come a long way since then of being sensitive to
people's some things
feelings.
We shouldn't be making fun of, right?
Right.
But knowing that it's going to happen intentionally. Out of jest.
Correct. Which I'm all for. I love unplugged
And Saturday Night Live,
people saying what they think. Yeah,
I hadn't watched Saturday Night Live in years because I felt like it had just become trash. And but in recent days, what was his name that they brought? Sean Gilly?
Yeah, Sean Gilliland, I think is his name.
Okay, he was funny. He had some funny bits.
Yep,
he was a controversial one who got fired, right? And then they brought him back.
Right.
And since that point, I do feel like there's been a shift at Saturday Night Live as far as the writing and what they're allowing people to say.
Right. Because they're, you know, they're strategic as well.
They 100% are. I mean, you're talking about NBC and you're talking about, you know, the extreme of sponsors that would pull their funds and all that kind of stuff. Right. So is comedy back? Are we okay with some comedy that once was? Because it was everyone making fun of everyone in that room during the Brady roast.
Yes.
It was everyone making fun of everyone with no holds barred.
And it also confirmed that, for me at least, that football players are exactly
Advertised?
Who I think that they are. They can sit up at the press conference and say the right things.
Yeah.
But it's just guys being dudes in that locker room.
100%.
What a life. What a life.
Between Gronk.
To play a game.
And people that like you wouldn't think would be like, to think that way, like again, Tom Brady, even the jokes he made, or Bill Belichick getting up there making jokes, Robert Kraft making jokes.
Right.
It was extreme, and it makes you wonder, okay, is Netflix now going to be the place where freedom of speech will happen? Are they leaning into that side of things more than the other extreme of fakeness?
Right. Because that's all you really want from people.
Yeah.
Or that I want is consistency in who you are.
Yeah.
Right. If I know who, like, what kind of person you are, I mean, I know how to kind of navigate around you. So I don't mind people being authentic, whether they're my taste or not.
Yeah.
I can always tolerate people.
I will say, don't go watching the Brady roast though on rerun in front of your children.
No. Yeah.
Extreme language.
It's adult.
It was wide open.
This is the adult hour, right?
But to lean into the pendulum of freedom of speech, you have to allow, and that's the whole balance, and like with the protests and things like that, right? There's a peaceful way to do it and things, but I think it's just a conversation of, are we turning the tide on the whole everyone feel like they can't say anything concept?
Yeah, I mean, you would have to think that eventually we'd be pushing towards some threshold and hopefully not further away from it.
Yeah.
Eventually the dam breaks.
Someone who has been to a lot of events, I wonder if he's into like comedy zones. Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. Patrick Reynolds has been to plenty of events over the years. Patrick, you ever been big on like comedy zone stuff or going to comedy shows, anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I absolutely love good comedy. I was listening to your conversation about, you know, where we are as a threshold. You are talking to a guy right here that has seen Andrew Dice Clay in concert in person.
Hey, this guy.
Oh. Yes. So, you know, I grew up with the Norman Lear comedies as well. Mm. I've seen the Jeffersons, the All in the Family, Sanford and Son. On rerun, yeah, they push that threshold. They break it by today's standards. But I'd like to go back to where that was comedy. That was someone's view of taste and what they were. If you didn't like it, just don't watch it.
Right.
Simply as that. You know, if it's not your thing, that's fine. Everybody can have an opinion, but you know, you don't got to take things off the air. Let comedians do their thing. If you don't like the comic, don't buy a ticket. That's my thought.
Well, that's how you get them off air, is you just wouldn't pay for the show. You just wouldn't go, and then they'd stop touring. Like that.
Right.
Was...
And a guy like Dice, he was sold out everywhere he went back in the 90s. Bill, you're spot on. I can't tell the difference between you and Dice.
Is that the guy? That's not the.
Hey yo, used to have some of the gloves. Yeah. Come on.
I have no material of his that I could share.
I was gonna say, give
station.
Me one line at least.
No, oh gosh, no. I everything that I'm thinking of in my head, I cannot say on.
Oh no.
On WSIC. But that was his comedy. Everybody knew that's what it was. When you bought a ticket or watched a cable special, you knew what you were going to see. And if you didn't like it, that's fine. You don't have to go. But in the 90s, the man sold out everywhere he went.
I'm pretty sure, isn't he? It looks like he was having a show at Carnegie Hall.
Bingo! They love me down there.
He may have, yeah. I think he was the first comic to ever sell out Madison Square Garden.
Really?
I think. Ayo. Check that stat. I mean, that might be a Google search here, but I believe in the history.
11 times.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that real or is that just
maybe? I don't know if that's just Bill being cool, but I was like, yeah.
Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show. You're buying, you're selling, or you're celebrating. You're calling into Patrick Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, 844 Studio 4, 844-788-3464. Home Ad Show getting ready to kick off at 9 o'clock. I hear yesterday was extreme on the celebrations, Patrick. What happened?
Wow. We had 15 birthdays yesterday, and in the, I believe, 4 weeks or so, I've been hosting Home Ad. That is the most I've had. That is a personal record for 15 birthdays. No anniversaries, oddly, because usually there's some sort of a mix, but we just had 15 birthdays yesterday to duke it out for the prize pack, and it was a great wheel spin. Very, very big on the celebrations. A lot of people just celebrating. I guess, you know, early May, good for birthdays.
It's interesting because if people were calling in, and look, the phone lines are already ringing probably with Home Ad folks here calling already.
I'll be right with them.
So if yesterday was a popular birthday day, that means you have to look back 10 months before that and say to yourself, what was going on in July each year? Is July the heaviest baby-making month of the year, would you think?
I don't know. I never really
gave a whole lot of thought.
You know, I never really gave a lot of thought to that.
It's kind of summertime. Everyone's kind of off. There's a lot of downtime.
Here's something I did. I had never noticed what you mentioned there. However, I have done this thought process before.
You're a dude. Yeah.
Yeah. We think about it. Hello. Oh, yeah. A little Careless Whisper. That could be our first guest, the song of the day, Careless Whisper. When my daughter was in school, there was a slew of birthdays in October and with her classmates, and it went back 40 weeks, and you're looking at a roughly New Year's Eve or so. I went, aha, I gotcha. Mm. And then you had a little bit later in the fall with Valentine's Day. So again, aha.
It's kind of like when all the soldiers came home from war. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was go time.
Which I think that was the forgotten generation was pre-World War II, I think. Is that what they call it? Or the World War II generation was the forgotten generation? Is that right? Is that what they call them? Because we've done this before. It is. Somebody called in and told us that. I'm not making this up. Somebody called it. I'm getting a look over here like as if I'm making stuff up here.
I'm giving you a look even though you can't see it. It's like I have not heard that. But if somebody called in and told us that,
it's got to be true.
That's more reliable than the internet. Our audience and our listeners. Come on.
Speaking of somebody calling in, I just got a call from Mike in Statesville. Big shout out to Mike.
He
wanted to chime in on the what we were saying about comedy. And if you don't like what you're seeing on TV, you can just change the channel. There's one button for it. It's right on your remote or your TV or your device.
It's called punching
out. Shout out, Mike. Appreciate you listening. Yeah. Thank you for calling in.
Hat tip respect to Mike. He's spot on. 100%
correct. He gets it.
The old tip of the cap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like Mike. I never met him. Don't know who he is, but I think we can hang. Yes. He and I would get along well.
Indeed.
I don't know. He probably doesn't eat salads.
More for Pat.
Yeah. Hey, you can eat that broccoli. Scrape it over here. I got you.
All right, Patrick, we're not going to chat the rest of the week because I'm not going to be doing the show by myself. Bill's heading off to Cabo. Mames is on her way to France. Mm. So for the rest of the week, keep him entertained. What's going on this week? And you got 60 seconds. You and Joe for the rest of the week. I'll also be sure to talk some sports for people so that way they can be apprised for the weekend. But what's going on this weekend in the world of events?
World of Events, Thursday, Langtree Live is back. Friday, Second Friday Street Festival in Cornelius, as well as Brookdale Villages Live Under the Oaks. Saturday, Race Day Festival in Mooresville. People have plenty to do the rest of this week and this weekend coming up around the area, Lake Norman and North Charlotte.
All right. There is always something to do. Patrick Reynolds, the host of the Home Ad Show. Joe Berg, producer extraordinaire up there as well, host of The Scoreboard.
Shout out Joe Berg.
Tag team duo up there. And I actually do deserve to be corrected. It is the lost generation, not the forgotten, the lost generation. So I'm sorry. I had a caller call in and correct me on that. Always appreciate that. I'm going to go get lost for a little bit here. Patrick, have a great show.
See you guys.
I love you, my Kith. We'll talk to you next week.
See y'all next week. Yeah.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.